Welcome to Jazz After Dinner with Joe Perillo on WCRI, where Joe will take you behind the scenes of all the great jazz legends and show you their evolution from mere musician to jazz legend.
Jazz After Dinner is brought to you by Village Farm, a brand new neighborhood by the seashore where you can walk to anything. This is Charlestown, Rhode Island's first 50 and older mixed-use, single-family residential and condominium development. Charlestown's best-kept secret houses the best in amenities and value. It's a place where privacy abounds, nature surrounds, and tranquility prevails. Reservations are being accepted now. Visit villagefarmri.com.
And now your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I will be with you, as I do every week, for the next hour playing jazz here on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in, and I want to thank Village Farm Condominiums out there in Charlestown, Rhode Island, for sponsoring the show. And if you want to check them out, you can do it virtually by going to villagefarmri.com. or take a ride down to Charlestown, Rhode Island, and check out their single-family homes and their condos down there. So, that being said, tonight's feature is going to be the Horace Silver Quintet. And this is from his 1963 and 1964 recording called Song for My Father. And it features on these recordings I'll play from this: Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, and of course Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. So one of the reasons why I'm playing this recording this evening is to promote a concert that will be happening at the University of Rhode Island with the URI jazz faculty and drummer Roger Humphreys from the Horace Silver Quintet. That's part of this recording. So Roger will be performing with the URI Jazz faculty on Monday, November 12th in the evening. So you might want to come and check that out. It should prove to be a great concert. We've got Mark Burney on trumpet. We will have Bill Jones on saxophone. And Emmett Goods, who's made this happen, by the way, this concert happened. Emmett Goods on trombone. Yours truly on piano. Dave Zinno on bass. And Steve Langone on drums, as well as Roger Humphreys. So we'll be playing a variety of tunes by Horace Silver and one or two tunes by Joe Henderson as well. So really try to come out if you can. That's November 12th at 7:30 at the Fine Arts Recital Hall there and on the URI campus. So you can check that out. Okay, enough talking for me now. And we're going to start off the evening with the tune called, and it's a Horace Silver tune called, The Natives Are Restless Tonight. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called The Natives Are Restless Tonight, and then we heard the tune Que Pasa. And you're listening to the Horace Silver Quintet from his Blue Note recording, Song for My Father, with Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, of course Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. So let's get right back to the music, and we're going to start off with a tune called Lonely Woman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with the tune called Lonely Woman, and then we heard the Joe Henderson tune called The Kicker. And you are listening to the 1963 Blue Note recording by Horace Silver and the Horace Silver Quintet called Song for My Father. And with Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. So we're going to get right back to the music, and we're going to listen to a tune called Calcutta Cutie.
Thank you.
Okay, so let me tell you what you heard in that set. It's kind of a short set. We heard one Horace Silver tune called Calcutta Cutie, and you're listening to the Horace Silver Quintet, and that's from his Blue Note recording, Song for My Father, with Carmel Jones on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, of course Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Smith on bass, and Roger Humphreys on drums. And the reason why you're hearing this, as you've probably heard if you've been listening to the whole show, the reason why I'm playing this recording this evening, because we are very pleased and lucky to have the drummer Roger Humphreys coming to the University of Rhode Island on Monday, November 12th, and doing a workshop at 4 p.m. and then a concert at 7:30 p.m. with the URI Music Department Jazz faculty. And we're very excited to have that happen. So let's see, we'll have Mark Burney on trumpet. We will have Bill Jones on saxophone, Emmett Goods on trombone, yours truly on piano, Joe Perillo, and Dave Zinno on bass, and Steve Langone on drums. And Steve Langone will be playing some tunes with Roger Humphreys even, so that should be a lot of fun to have happening. So that will be Monday, November 12th. There'll be a workshop at 4 p.m. and then the concert at 7:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Concert Hall there on the URI campus. So check that out. I think you will enjoy the concert. And that is just about a wrap for me here as well. You're listening to Jazz After Dinner, and I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And we're going to go out with the tune called Song for My Father. So I do hope you enjoyed the show, and have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.